and area school and individual win state championships. I'm Chris Brinto with your Basin Radio Sports Update. The Wright Lady Panther golf team won its first ever two-way state championship Tuesday in Sheridan. The Wright girls combined for a two-day total of 673. Tongue River beat out Moorcroft in a sudden-death playoff to take second place, so the Wolves took third at state. For Moorcroft, Rachel Sams took home the girls' individual state title with a two-day total of 192. Also, Lady Wolf Allison Meredith tied for third place overall. For Wright, three Panthers finished in the top 10. Sierra Nelson finished 10th, Vicky Van Vliet finished 8th, and Jackie Van Vliet took 5th place. Sundance Lady Bulldog Grace Anderson took 2nd place overall at state. On the boys' side, Moorcroft took 4th, Sundance took 7th, and the defending 2016 state champion Wright Panthers took 8th. Individually, Moorcroft Wolf Caleb Connolly took 5th place with a 2-day total of 190. Perry Benedict of Wright took 9th place overall at state. In total, three Wolves earned top 13 finishes, as Garrett Wood took 12th place and Caden Connolly took 11th place. In the end, the Lovell boys took home its first ever state championship. Tomorrow in Gillette, the state tennis tournament will take place. For Thunder Basin and Campbell County, the regional seedings carry over into the state tournament due to the North Regional being canceled last week due to weather. The tournament starts tomorrow, and the championship matches will be held on Saturday. The state tennis matches this week will take place at Thunder Basin, the Gillette Indoor Facility, and Bicentennial Park. The Campbell County Camels have won back-to-back state championships heading into this year. Last night in San Francisco, the Giants beat the Rockies 4-3. With the loss, the 82-69 Rockies are clinging to just a one-game lead for the last National League wildcard spot in front of the Milwaukee Brewers. This has been your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Chris Brintel.